Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
Man, are we ever going to have true justice in America anymore? So I'm looking on FoxNews.com and I see that the federal authorities are demanding that Florida halt its push to remove ineligible voters from the voter rolls. Are you kidding me? How in the heck can the Department of Justice, who should be on the front lines of defending our constitutional rights and our privileges and all this stuff, the Department of Justice, how can the Department of Justice be telling a state who is trying to do the right thing to stop doing it? Especially when that justice of Department of Justice isn't doing their job. They're not trying to get people who are illegal off voter rolls. They're not trying to get people who are here illegal out of the country. They're not trying to collect, get guns from escaping out of the country to go kill people. What is up with this government? It is corrupt. This government is corrupt. And thank God I live in America where I can actually say the government is corrupt. I think America has become the sanctuary country for anyone who wants to do a crime and not pay the time. All you have to do is become a government official. Or let me clarify, a Democrat government official. If you are a Democrat government official, man, your life is grand. You will never see jail time. Do the crime, do insider trading if you want. Sure, I know you're on the committee that's about to expose something on this particular stock option, but so what? Put your dibs in or sell your stock. Who cares? The Department of Justice doesn't care. How many people actually think this administration, this government, is actually of the people, for the people, by the people anymore? It's not. It's time that we change that fact. We need to take and make this government be about the people, for the people, by the people, so help us God. Otherwise, we're just we're no better than any other country. From Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you on Sunday for The Narrative.